Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, welcome back to the show, and thanks so much for listening. Today we're taking some time out to really think through what we're doing to create our best pageant appearance image. You know, contestants forget that judges and pageant directors are out there in internet land, and they probably are seeing those pictures you're posting on your blog or on Facebook about your many pageant appearances. You've got to look pageant fab because they're thinking, okay, this is what she's going to look at like when she wins the title, whether that's the state or the national title or the local title. They're thinking that's what she's going to look like. So you need to look like the title holder already before you even show up to your pageant. And we all know what a great difference makeup can make. You know, you can come into an event with bad makeup. Let's say it's a women's conference or something, and they're doing makeovers. And within 30 minutes, you have a completely different look because you've been made over. There's nothing that can improve your pageant appearance look better and faster than fabulous makeup. And joining me today, I'm so excited, is nationally known makeup artist Lisa Proctor. She's a certified airbrush makeup artist with experience in HDTV, commercial photography, print, video, pageantry, and bridal makeup services. She does all this because she never sleeps. She is the former host of her own television show called In Touch with Charter Cable Communications, and she's also owned and operated two high-end ladies boutiques and is a proud member of the La Casa Hermosa style team. We here at Pageant Talk Radio love La Casa Hermosa. Please welcome to the show one of my favorite makeup mavens, Lisa Proctor. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fabulous, but we're fighting some tornadoes here in Tennessee, so if we get disconnected, it's crazy.
I heard that. My producer just let me know that you guys are having some bad, bad weather, and I hope you're in a safe place, Lisa.
Well, I'm sitting here in front of my computer, in front of a big window, but if I have to go to the basement, then we'll just...
Well, if you duck out, we'll know it's serious, and we'll have to bring you back on to finish the
show.
Let's talk for a minute about appearance makeup, because in my experience in attending events where there are pageant contestants or title holders making appearances, they seem to make one of two mistakes. Either they do not have enough makeup on. Well, I guess it's three mistakes. I have to take that back already. They don't have enough makeup on. They have too much makeup on, or they're applying it incorrectly. So are there any general guidelines or suggestions that you could make for pageant contestants who are attending a day makeup, a day appearance, that's something before 5 o'clock? What should they be doing for pageant makeup?
Well, absolutely. Just like Lane stated earlier, you know, in the earlier interview, first impressions are so important, from the wardrobe to makeup. So that first impression you've got to make as a title holder has got to be like, wow, I'm here. And most of the girls, they totally overdo it. For a daytime look, it just drives me absolutely bonkers when I see these girls show up with shimmer eyeshadow and glittery eyeshadow and makeup, and they overdo it with the eyeliner. So you just got to keep it simple. It's more like your interview style makeup for appearance makeup. It's going to be a little bit lighter hand. It's going to be more neutrals that you're going to use, and it's going to be more of the matte tones. You're not going to use the shimmer shot eyeshadow.
Right. I think that's really important. It really has a lot to do with what products you use. And I am, as you know, everybody knows this. You've all heard it 1,000 times. I am an adamant, do not use products from the drugstore, because these products tend not to be highly pigmented. They don't get you the look you want. You're probably going through many of these in a year and actually spending more than if you were to invest in some good quality makeup from a makeup artist. What should contestants be looking for when they're picking out their day makeup, Lisa?
They should be looking for a quality makeup, absolutely. It should be something that's going to be photogenic makeup, such as MAC makeup. And first of all, I don't sell a product line, so I use multiple lines of products in my kit.
Which is perfect for you to honestly talk to us about what we should be getting.
Absolutely. I mean, I use a lot of MAC makeup. They are designed for photography. And so if you are going to be going to the MAC counter, don't be afraid of the MAC counter, because they do have the bright colors and the right. crazy colors, but just don't get those colors. Stick with something that's going to be more neutral. But
they do have everything at the back counter, from subtle day to like totally weird purple, funky, sparkly stuff. And you just have to tell them what you need, right?
Exactly. Or all else fails, hire a professional to go with you. And I do that as well. So get somebody to go with you that knows what they're talking about and what they're doing. And
generally speaking, what color tones should we be looking for day?
For day, go with more neutrals. And today's fashion right now, what's good for fall is going to be your more neutral tones, browns, light browns, grays, and maybe even some soft plums. But what I always like to tell my girls is when I'm working with them is go with something that's going to complement your eye color. Say if you have big, beautiful brown eyes, but it's got some gold flecks in it or some bronze, you know, colors in your eyes, then choose some bronze tones. Just don't go with shimmer and sparkle. Just go with some light bronze tones, and that's going to make your eye, you know, pop, because the eyes are the focus.
Right. Eyes do need to be the focus, and I think a lot of times people, you know, don't really get that, and they're tempted to wear a bright red lipstick. Apparently, there are a lot of pageant coaches out there who have not yet updated, and they're telling, you know, teens and miss and misses and basically everyone that when you're in pageantry, it's about bright red lipstick. And then on the other hand, the other end of the spectrum, you've got people who are putting everybody in what I call old lady pink. That's the color that my grandmother used to wear, are really pronounced reds or really seriously pink pinks appropriate for day?
Well, I would say reds would probably not be appropriate for day, but your pinks, your more pale pinks, my favorite, I don't mind sharing it either, it is a Tom Ford lip color, and it's called Pink Dust, and I absolutely love it.
It's called Pink what?
Pink Dust.
Dust, like I'm dusting the furniture.
Yes.
Perfect. And okay, Tom Ford, Pink Dust, fabulous. Everybody, and so that's good. And so for day, like, you put your Pink Dust on. Do you put a gloss over that, or do you prefer a more matte look for day?
Well, you could go with a little bit of gloss, not much. Don't get heavy-handed on it. That's like any of your makeup. Just don't go overboard. Don't, you know, that's the one thing that most girls do. They just are heavy-handed, and they don't apply it properly.
You know what I often tell contestants to do? Is to practice your makeup look at home. And ladies, if you are not practicing your appearance makeup at home, you're not going to be able to do it on the day of the appearance. So you need to be practicing your makeup. I know that makeup artists will tell you, and I'm sure that Lisa agrees, you should be practicing your various looks almost every day. Every day you need to be wearing one of your looks, whether that's casual pageant look, day appearance look, whatever it is, you need to be practicing your techniques, because since we're not makeup artists, we aren't doing this 24/7, so we need to be practicing to keep our skills up. But talk to me a little bit about the importance of realizing your own image. Because what I was going to say was I tell pageant contestants, after you've done your makeup, take a picture of it with your camera. Not your cell phone, because the lighting's not great. Take a picture of it with your camera. Because then, you know, when we look in the mirror, we like it. But then when we see it on camera, we tend to be more analytical, because everybody hates their own photo. Mm-hmm. I find that that's really a great way, Lisa, to find out if I'm wearing too much or too little makeup. What other tips do you have to help contestants understand if they're wearing too much or too little?
Well, I mean, it's also good just to hire, you know, when you have a professional that can help you with that, they can teach you the proper techniques and the proper steps.
Right.
To put your makeup on properly. Obviously, like you said earlier, is to practice. And if you look in the mirror, and it's just like with accessories, you put it all on and then you take some of it off. Well, with makeup, it's kind of hard to do that. But if you're practicing when you're not going anywhere, just around the house, you can look in that mirror and you can go, oh, I look a little harsh. If you even think that you look a little harsh, you are harsh.
And you you're a little harsh. So is that conversely, if I think I'm not wearing enough, I'm probably not?
That's correct. It works both ways. And you just need to look age appropriate. I look at these girls and I see the teen girls that look way too miss.
Yeah, the teens all want to look sexy.
Well,
we all remember the teen years. I remember the teen years, and I'm not even close to the teen years. We all remember these years. We totally remember. Every teen on the face of the earth wants to look sexy. Don't do it. Right, Lisa?
Right. Yeah. No, you need to look age appropriate. And the teens, to me, nowadays they look a little missed and they look a little older because they're looking up to the girls, which that's fine. Look up to them and admire them, but don't copy them because that's
right.
not your look. You need to look like a teen. A teen needs to look like a teen and a miss needs to look like a miss, from wardrobe to makeup to hair.
Well, and for those of you who are following Lisa, who want to follow Lisa, I want to let you know that she is very active on Facebook, and she also has a fabulous, beautiful website, lisaproctor.com. You can find the link on our Pageant Talk Radio show page. In closing, Lisa, what are the two things that people can do this fall to immediately update their look and be totally of the moment?
Oh, totally of the moment. For fall, I'm seeing tons of gray, even in eyeshadow to the wardrobe, to the clothing. And it's okay
right.
to use gray eyeshadow. Several years ago, I'm like, gray eyeshadow? But, yeah, it actually looks really pretty. But just use it very sparingly.
Right.
Don't go with the shimmer again. Can you tell
right.
I don't like the shimmer? Shimmer
yeah.
is for stage.
No shimmer, people.
No shimmer for appearances yet.
I'm a little unclear on the shimmer thing, Lisa.
Yeah, it's, I tell you. But just, you know, grays and your neutrals and your browns. It's really...
Right.
really heavy for fall. And you can also do a smoky eye for daytime. That's another thing. That's a whole other topic of conversation, but you can do a smoky eye for day. But just
well, we'll have to have you back
it.
To have
well,
that whole other topic of conversation, because amazingly, we need to wrap up for the show, Lisa. I'm so thrilled you could join us. I know you have a busy schedule. So thanks so much for being here. And everybody follow her, lisaproctor.com, and follow her on Facebook too. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Valerie. I appreciate it. Have a great day, honey.
You too. Well, that's it for this week's show. Join me on our next episode when I'm going to bring you more great guests and helpful information how you can be your best at your next pageant or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. Remember, you can follow me during the week on Facebook by liking my fan page, Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. And don't forget to take advantage of my trick-or-treat sale on the Mastering the Pageant interview audio CD. Just click on that graphic and get yours today. Thanks again for listening and for making Pageant Talk Radio the number one pageant talk radio show worldwide. I'll see you next time, but in the meantime, remember to make today a pageant fab day.
Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today. Or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant interview teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.